Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. You are live with the Witch and the Wizard on Tantra Talk. Tonight, it's all about God and sex.
I blame this on the wizard.
Don't get on the witch. I blame this on the wizard. This was his bright idea. He wanted to go there tonight. We are going there tonight. You wanted to go there? We're going there. How you doing, wizard?
Oh,
no, wizard.
Oh, don't be mad at
me. You good, wizard? You good? How are you, wizard? You're good. Awesome stuff. So tonight, the show is all about God and sex, and really, what is the connection? What is is there a connection? What does God really want from us with regard to sexuality? We're going to get into all of that. Is that cool? Wizard?
That's what
we're here for. So how are you tonight, Wizard? You good?
I'm doing good.
You doing good? You doing amazing?
Yes, I am.
Awesome stuff. You're looking rather amazing.
Thanks.
You're looking rather amazing. And we're about to go live on YouTube. And we're live on the YouTube channel with the Witch and the Wizard. And if you are not subscribed to the YouTube channel for the Witch and the Wizard, by all means, absolutely subscribe. And you can subscribe by going to themagicoflove.com. The Magic of Love. And remember, Magic of Love is with a K, M-A-G-I-C-K. And the Magic of Love with the Witch and the Wizard. So,
Need to give a little more time to come in.
We got to give them more time to come in.
Do we? I don't think we do.
No? Folks are coming on board. Folks are coming on board. They're coming. And so,
Hey, Sister Tondra, how you doing?
Is all well? Is everything good with it? We're good? We got like 50 million setups going on. And we're about to go live on my channel too at valerielove.com. Are we good for that? Good with it?
Okay. So the topic of the day is what?
The topic of the day is God and sex.
Okay.
God. Are we sure Are people ready for this?
Whatever we do, we're ready for it because they've been waiting and calling about it.
Inquiring minds want to know. Hey, love so much. Love you. Here's the witch and the wizard. Wizard, you never said what your whole name is. And we want to know your whole name. We never heard you say your whole name. Have we heard you say your whole name? Have we heard the proper introduction of the wizard? Or no, the wizard is the wizard.
Roberto.
Roberto Amado Sanchez. Beautiful. And so we're live on the Witch and Wizard channel on YouTube. We're live on the Valerie Love channel on YouTube. We're recording so that the wizard can put his stank on it. Because the wizard puts his... That's just so good, so he can put his magic on it. Yeah, he is
all right.
Nasty with his stuff. It's good. It's just very good.
So we're going to go to the topic. And we're talking about God and sex. How did you even come up with this?
Now you're going to blame it on me. How did I come up with this topic?
How did we stumble on this?
We came on to this topic because we decided we do, well, you said it, Val, correct. Because I had to take a moment. I was having a moment, and so I had to take a moment and really go within it and align and then it started to flow. It started to flow. And it came to between the synergy of what was flowing. Plus, we had done the angel meditation before we began.
Yes, we did.
We called them 10 angels. We did it all till now. 10.
To give us 2 words.
Right. God is sex. And then next thing you know, it all came together perfectly. God and sex.
I think it was
11-11.
We all do our, ooh, let them know. Some people might be.
Go. Go, we got a new video on YouTube. But
no, let them know by 11-11. Some people might be new and might not know what they're supposed to be doing.
Stop your way. You say your prayer, set your attention, and really get yourself in the manifestation of that which is your heart and soul desire.
So what do we do?
Pause, pray.
There we go. Really quick. And we're praying for all of you guys. And so it is.
And so it is.
So I think we're talking about spicing things up a bit because we have been having some good shows, but I don't think it really depicts fully who we are, and we'll be doing at the Magic and Love Retreat and stuff last. So I thought we needed to go a little deeper with No Fear. I know it's a new channel.
Woo! Go there with No Fear.
The channel's new, but we're not new.
Well, no, we're not
new. So we're not new. So I was thinking about love, you know. Just because love is it is the most powerful force, I believe, and it's one of the most powerful things that there are that we have, you know, that thing that we can use to start forming creation. And she was talking about God, and we talked about, well, sex, love. So I said, wait a minute, it's all the same thing. It's all wrapped up in the same thing. So that's how we got here, and let's get on with it.
Let's get on with it. So what's your question? You have an actual question.
I was like, okay. let's talk about what it is. Why are we talking about God and sex? Why is it taboo? Let's talk about what God is and what sex is and what the relationship is between the two.
All right. So God is the all, the one, the source. And I talk a lot on this channel about God not being some man up in the sky. God is the all, source, creator. And so when we think of God, there's really no words to put on it. We have a lot of names for it, Olodumare, God, Jah, Jehovah, Brahma, Krishna. You know, we have a lot of names for it, Allah. Yet there is no name for the divine, the all.
And I guess my connection of it was that God is love.
Yes.
He is love. So now when we talk about love, and I don't know if it's just me being a man, you know, obviously sex is involved in that.
Yes.
You know, and sexuality. So to me, it's all connected. And that's part of what helps us create and reproduce. And it's all connected, and it's all through God, which is fully love. So what do we say, or what do you say about the connection with sexuality or sex, as we said on this topic, and God?
That the most creative and powerful energy we have is the sexual energy. That's why they tried to shut it down. Sexual energy creates a whole nother human being. Like, it creates another self.
Yeah.
That's powerful. There's nothing else that creates like a whole nother person.
No.
That's pretty astounding when you think of the energy that goes into sex. And that's why it was shut down. But it's just like, I view it like electricity or fire. Like when you're 3, your mother tells you, you know, you go to the stove, you're toddling around, you're 2, whatever, and you go to the stove, and your mom says, no, ha, 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 right? Because nobody knows how to operate a stove at 2. Or electricity, and you go near the little outlet, they say, no, don't touch. Yet, by the time you're 15, 16, we expect you to be a master of electricity and know how electricity works. We expect you to be a master of fire and know how fire works. Yet, no one has ever taught people how to be masters of sexuality.
Yeah, she said that's a deep thought. I don't know which one it is, but if you elaborate, we'll go back into it, or if you have a question, but thank you. And thank you guys for listening. Sorry, we're reading some other things. So you're absolutely right. Now, let's talk about a little bit about what is sexuality for God? Or because that's, I think, where it becomes taboo, because we talk about, you know, you talk about the hot and the fire, but it's also about the shh,
we don't say this. Yeah, we don't talk about
it. You know, I have clients that, and I have friends and people that I met that haven't had an orgasm. Or
a lot of women go long times without orgasm.
Yeah. Or don't even know of it, or not even aware of their vaginal areas or private areas. And it doesn't go as much for men because we're kind of like less complicated. You know, I was like, oh, the wind just passed by. Oh, I just busted. You know what I mean? I don't love her or like her, but ooh, I come all the time. You know what I mean? So for women, it's a different process, you know. But I love the process because then once you get to that proof, it's like, oh, I created that. Oh, I was part of that movement. But so it's not only that, but it's also about the silence and the taboo-ness that we create as a society. You know what I mean? And when we get into that, it's kind of standard is deep, because whether it's our practice or not, and I don't believe it is, but you know, like homosexuality and same sex and whatever, there's so many things that sexually are in the hush, and even straight sex, like, and I don't want to be disrespectful even to say straight sex, because I support all people. Huh?
Yeah, all people. Yeah.
So whatever your sex thing is, I mean, the most general one is man and woman opposite sex, and even that, there's so much taboo, you know. And I remember having a coworker that, you know, we talked about relationships and stuff like that. You know, she was. It was like I was speaking another language, and that wasn't even me because I didn't know her that well, but the ones around, and she was so uncomfortable. And I was like, ooh, she's not getting any of that. She's not having an orgasm. She's not. It's just not happening. Yeah, because it's just her level. Yeah, I just felt.
Wow.
It was like, oh my God, what am I doing and where am I and why is this happening? You know.
But I have to say something.
So I got over that. So let's talk about the taboo-ness of it and how does it relate and correlate with God? Because I want to say a lot of it stems from God in the sense of, like, people looking at religion, the Bible, and these books, and what society has created. Because we know that the books of wisdom that are out there, we're not saying that they're not wise because the wisdom is there. But we know that people, unperfect people, grab things, manipulate, retract things. You know what I mean? Ooh, the sky's not black. That doesn't mean it's red. You know what I mean? Yeah, it doesn't mean it's red. But so what do you say on that, on sex and God and the taboo-ness of what we have created as a society? Let's do that. Let's talk about what we created as a society and what it really is. Where has society taken?
Society has taken it to something, as you say, taboo, because it's a powerful energy that people do not understand and have not been taught how to master. Therefore, they get themselves into trouble, just like if no one ever taught us how to master fire, we would get burned. Yet, there are many ancient schools, and I do believe I was one of the women in my past life, where they, the Dakini.
You were many different women.
I was many different women. You were with me in the little chat line, weren't you? I was many different women. And I believe that I was a Dakini in a past life. And a Dakini is one who was teaching me, to even the men, and teaching the sacred sexuality. And they have that in India, the teaching sacred sexuality. They have it in Africa, too, teaching the women sacred sexuality. But in the Americas, you know, when the Christians kind of got a hold of everything, they didn't want people to understand how to master this most potent power. Because if you know how to master this most potent power, would you really need a priest or a church or a religion or anything? If you could create anything you want with the sexual power, or sexual energy, would you be going, and if you could go all the way up to God with the sexual energy?
We ain't even talking about sex magic, right? We ain't even talking about
we that. We ain't even talk about that.
Because if we go there, that's going to be for December, right?
That's in December.
That's in December.
It's India.
Woo!
It's India.
Let's put it out there. Go ahead. This is going to be a process.
Yeah,
we have things happening.
That you can go all the way up to God with this sexual energy, but no one ever told us that, right? That we can pull the sexual energy out from the root chakra, second chakra, all through the chakras, and extend with the sexual energy all the way up. And indeed, everyone does it every time they have an orgasm. You go to another dimension. What's that you, Ruby?
Now, which part of it was that? Which part of it was that? That was a lot of information. Now, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is. But and I agree with you totally. And the crazy thing is that it goes even deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we could have a 3-hour show, but we don't have 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
We have to keep an eye on the clock.
Right.
And Dr. Jatay, I hear you. I read that. You can't even imagine
a woman that
has I'll bring you a bag full of them. That worked or talk to you, but I'm like, they got to be spiritual and because
No,
I can't help
that.
Like
that was me for many years as well. I never had
more. Well, that's a lot of there's nothing wrong with that because, like you said, if you're not taught to play with fire, you can get burnt. But the problem is, it's not always like that because I'm that kind, but. Like, I'm going to learn how to play with this fire. I'm going to get burned a little bit.
And I'm going to see.
I'm not waiting for a teacher. I can't. I'm going to Google it, play with it, whatever it is.
Experiment.
Yeah. So it's such a deep topic as well. And most of our topics are pretty deep, but we want to kind of touch on little things. But it's not only that. We're also talking about, like, what society has made it, and the sense of the negative connotation and the fear. You know, it's really crazy that we look at things and we say, oh, this is not how things are or it's not how it should be. And you don't think, well, my parents weren't fearful, so why would they tell me it's not out of fear? But we don't see the history. Like, you just put lay some of that history and that foundation down, and that it starts out as that, and it transfers, and it's not carried by that. And at some point, the fear leaves, and that's what they want us to be like, and that's what that's what they planned or they implanted. I mean, because these people must have been geniuses. I'm like, wow, this should have been working for the greater good because they would have had this world fixed. Because if you could turn the whole thing upside down, So it's really crazy. And what I want you to get into a little bit, or we're gonna get into it, what does God really want? And this was the question that I said I'm gonna ask you this. Because you're going to destroy this part. Because what a girl wants, what a girl needs. Yeah. Let's not even say, what does God want? I'll do the light part of what does God see it as. But I'm not even going to ask that question yet.
Because I'm going to keep them in
my head. I'm going to ask you this question, and we're going to take a different one. What exactly is it for God? As a matter, I'm just gonna ask you: does he care who you're sleeping with? Does God care what you're doing with all of that? Never a yes or no answer. We gotta go into it. It's never a yes or no, because he does care. Because there are rules and regulations, and there is morality and spirituality, and there are layers of laws, bylaws, earth laws, spirit laws, and all these laws. So we're not gonna say no.
We gonna break it down.
But you're gonna break it down to what your no is about, because the no. Because I know you're going to shut this down. It's done. Actually, I can just leave.
No, you cannot go nowhere.
I can just leave and let you have it for a minute. Get him, girl.
You bet.
Get him, girl. I'm about to put my seatbelt on.
You know, your girl, Reverend Valerie Love, is in the upper dimensions all the time. Prayer, meditation, whatever, chanting, whatever I can do to go to upper dimensions, and really speak and commune. And I go all the way up all the time, and I have these conversations. And I went all the way up, and I had this conversation with God. God, do you care who we sleep with? Can you give me what's really real about this. God told me God does not care who you sleep with. This is what God cares about. God doesn't care about who you sleep with. God does not care about who you sleep with. But didn't they tell us that? Didn't they tell us, oh, you can't sleep with this one, you can't sleep with that one, you can't sleep with this one, you can't do that, you can't do that, you can't do that.
And let's talk about the benefits of that, because there's some benefits to that.
Yeah.
But the answer is just, it's deadly. But go ahead.
And this is what God cares about. God cares about the condition of your heart and your soul. What is your intention?
That's the word, the eye.
What is your intention? Some people are sleeping with people because they want to gain control over the person. Some people are using sex as a withholding of love tool so they can get what they want. Some people are sleeping with somebody because they want to get some money or position, or they want to get somewhere with that person that they don't think they have to give up the cookie to get where they want
to get. Like this, you don't mean doggy style.
Yeah, like they're trying to get somewhere. But I understand what you're talking about. But anyway.
Go ahead.
You know, people have all these ulterior motives, purity to the sexual energy. It's pure. It doesn't have anything on it. We layered and layered and layered and layered and layered a bunch of crap on top of it that is not inherently in the sexual energy. Sexual energy is potent. It's powerful. It is the divine. But now, if you tip in, oh, Reverend Val said, God don't care who I sleep with. And you tipping? No, boo. That's not it. Because that's out of alignment with truth, honesty, authenticity, integrity, right? That's out of alignment with that. Mm-hmm. Isn't it? God doesn't care who you sleep with. So all these taboos that we put on sex, we made that up. Just so we be clear.
Now,
we made it
let's
up.
Let's give
God.
The people clarity.
Mm-hmm.
Or give the people clarity on what exactly you're talking about when you're saying, common sense to everybody. And this is where I'm going. This is why I believe there's still value. There is value. Don't sleep with this one. Don't do this. Don't do that.
Yeah.
And all the things. Don't kill. Don't hurt the neighbors. Don't this. Because there are some people that need that direction.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes that, or even sometimes when I have a client or somebody I'm counseling or working with, there's some things that I want to say that I can't say it because I know that you can't go elsewhere with it. Unless I'm going to be there supportive every step of the way, I don't even take a sip. I mean, that's like taking somebody who's never drank. Like, well, you know that I've been in Dubai all these years,
yeah.
Whatever. So sometimes I have some of them say, oh, I want to drink, I want to do this. But you've never drank, and there's been a learning curve, and I'm 32 years old, I'm a grown person. But you've never done it. So now you're going to have to go through that learning curve. And if I support you on that, and this is just not even, this is a side example.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a real discussion, but if I support him in that, now I need to help him through the growing spurt and all the pain and suffering that they're going to go through because we know that it's going to happen.
Mm.
So some people, and then there's some people that they're just not get it. So they need that direction. They need, you know, that's why, like, I mean, I'm not a heavy church goer, but I know some people need it because some people need to say, you don't kill people. You don't sleep
yes.
with your neighbor's wife. Because
yes.
they're not going to be able to
don't
break down.
Yeah.
They're not
going to
break
stress.
It down into, well, if it's an open thing,
or
they're not going to be able to break it down and really be at peace with it. So it's better just don't give it. Just give them the laws. Just you follow that and you stay down there. you stay right there above level because we don't want you to mess up. Right
yes.
Yes. And that's sad to say. But for me, I say that because I have a special responsibility when I open people up to certain things or I take them to certain places. I can't just let them go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's something that I struggle with that I might need to grow out of as well because, you know, I mean, who am I? I mean, God is handling everything. God takes care of people. But not to get too off track, but because I'm saying that, give the people some clarity on what you're talking about when you're saying what's your intention? Because that's the key piece of it. So how about you go a little deeper into I don't know what your intention is. I mean, and you touched on already about creeping and stuff, but let's put it into layman's terms. Not that any of our listeners or watchers need layman's terms because you guys are deep and, you know.
Yeah, this my
but
piece.
Let's do it for this
our piece,
yeah.
Our piece are spiritual. Say the prayer, meditating, you know, and all this. We need, in the beginning, the religion to say, like you said, don't fornicate, don't adulterate. It's just like when we need ABCs when you're in kindergarten. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, right? And you need 2 times 2 is 4, 3 times 3 is 6. You need that when you're little. But we don't expect you to stay in kindergarten. We expect you to graduate, right? We expect you, even the Bible says that while you are little, you drink milk. When you get older, we want you to eat steak. And what we're talking about here is steak, that we will assume that you are already past the point of saying, okay, it's time for me to, you know, I know not to adulterate, I know not to fornicate, I know not to do this, right? They told me all those, they gave me all those laws. I read a quote the other day.
Yeah.
It said, learn the laws like a master. So you learn the rules like a master so you can break them like an artist.
I love
Isn't that powerful?
I love that.
That first you have to learn
That's
the
like
rules.
A tattoo right
yes,
there.
I like that. Tell me though.
Yeah.
Learn the rules first.
No. And what do you say about these people that can't, you know? Because I think that's the main reason why we do the work that we do.
Yeah.
Because there are people out there that, I mean, we all need that guy. I mean, I'll give an example. I always talk about the counselor needs counseling. I need it all the time.
Yeah, I do
know?
Too. That's why I have coaches.
Because when I'm in the mess or anyone is in the gut or in the hole, you can't see, so you need somebody to provide you some clarity.
Right.
We do that all the time for each other. We're like, hey, what are you doing?
When you say,
do you think I'm
pissed?
I'm like, yeah.
Then I know. Oh,
yeah,
I'm out of line.
Oh, you're coming. Stop beating him up. I'm like, oh, wait, what's happening? You know? So that's one of the reasons that we have the receipt, because we all need it. And, like, I wish and I pray that a lot of these people come, that because, I mean, when we're talking about love, and relationship and the magic of love, we're talking about healing. You know, healing together. There's a difference of you processing and you actually going to a place where you're healing in a circle of healing, dealing with others.
Yeah.
You know, that energy, I do it all the time with group counseling. I do it when I'm training people. I do it when I'm cycling and I have a class. Sometimes I tell one person one thing and it benefits the entire class. Yeah, and sometimes you get things that you wouldn't get if you weren't in there at that moment. You know, it's like in cycling. I tell somebody, put your chest up, breathe. You can breathe. And if you look around, other people are
doing it.
So, like, so what do you say? I mean, we talk about the prayer and the chanting. And we'll tell them a little bit about why they would need the retreat or why, what are some of the benefits that will be in alignment with this? Because, this is why we do our work.
This is why we do what we do.
And it's sad that we never have enough time here to really dig into all these topics because the time is so limited. We're talking about Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, minutes. And Blog Talk Radio is going to be, in a minute, they're going to be making sure that they're going to be saying goodbye. So we got to make sure we honor our Blog Talk Radio listeners that we love them. We're so thankful for you.
And we tell you guys to just jump onto The Witch and the Wizard and you can still watch us live and you can continue listening and or listen to the recording after it goes back up, as it will.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, to clarify a little bit more, I live as a completely free being. And what that means is that if I were to go to a club or, let's say, a restaurant right now, right, and let's say there's this amazing being of light across the room, and he is just amazing. I'm this amazing being across the light. Across the other side of the world, right? And we have this encounter, right? And this person is also living a free life where they are in truth and in freedom with what they can do, right? Or what they want to do. And let's say that we, in that moment, have this amazing connection and then decide to have a sexual encounter. Now, some people say, oh, but that's fornicating, you shouldn't do that. No, 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 no. Love is expansive. That's not how love operates. You can absolutely have a beautiful, blissful encounter with someone, and as long as it's in the vibration, your intention is sharing love and being love and experiencing love, a greater love. And I may even have an experience with that person, not even know their name. They might not even know my name. May not be necessary, right?
and have a completely free and beautiful bliss-filled experience, and namaste at the conclusion. He go his way, I go my way. And yet, people in society, most people are not ready for it. Let me say that. They're not ready for it because they're not ready to fully tell the truth, and they're not ready to fully let go, and they're not ready to fully be in the moment, you know? So when you graduate religion, you know, we all have religiosity, and religion, right? Religiosity. You like that word? No?
Religiosity.
We all had it, right?
You have to learn. You have to learn.
Yeah. It's got religiosity.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't do this. And in my religion, I was in the you couldn't wear a short skirt. You couldn't show your knees. You couldn't dance, you know, to, you couldn't, you know.
You could knock on my door and all stuff, though.
Knock on my door and all night. Every morning. Look, every day.
They were like, I see you. Who's you?
You.
Oh, you. Me.
Oh. See, people don't know what Jehovah's Witnesses are doing on the other side of the door. We laughing at people who are tipping to their own door. We like, this is your house. And you can hear the person tipping to the door. You can see a people move real slow. Or sometimes in New York, they had the people where you had to slide it open. So you can see like this. And you can hear people tipping because, you know, the wood under the floor. Right. Like, yeah, in the hood. We were in the hood. But anyway, and we would just be like, whatever. People be, we'd be like, why are people scared of us? This is your house. What's wrong with you? I'm here to talk to you. You know, so it just taught me a lot. It taught me a lot of courage for that. But anyway, the religion did teach me, don't have sex with this person. Don't have sex with that person. And what was the problem was they taught me that it was bad. That was the problem. There was a judgment on it. There's nothing bad about sex. Nothing at all. What's your intention? What are you about? What is this person about? Is this about love or is this about something else?
Well,
wow.
But I, on the other side of it, the only You hit on a key point that you talked about. One of these.
It's all good. And
anyway, you talked about how the problem is that they told you it was wrong.
That's what
I agree the problem is, because I really believe that there's still some benefits in that, because, like I said, everybody can't really figure it out. And when you're doing that and you're throwing people out there, they're not really figuring it out. And sleeping around with people is such a dangerous thing.
I'm not talking about
sex, and I'm not talking about the sexual part of it. And, you know, there's so many levels of sexual part of it. And I'm sorry about that, guys. But just so many levels of sexual part of it, the emotional part of it. But the heaviest one is the spiritual part of it. Because even if I was single, free, domingo, and do whatever I wanted, I mean, I would really be cautious, because I'm working so hard on my spirituality and what I'm gaining. And it's so deep that I think for the masses is a good thing. And I've always said, and I thought always, that church was for the masses, because, you know, everybody's not going to, most people can't just figure these things out or kind of go deeper into it, or they're not ready for it, or they're not open for it. So it's good for them, because they need some direction, and they're in their hole, you know, like we talk about all the time, like if some, or even me, when I encounter somebody, and you want to, I always hear your voice, like, well, that's their truth, leave them alone. And it's like, let me let them live. It's okay. They're just not going to get it, or they are where they are, and
everyone's
they're fine.
Where they are, yeah.
Yeah, and let's leave them there. They're fine. And they're fine, and they're doing, and that's where their capacity is for that moment and for that being. Just I will leave them there unless I'm going to really take them through the journey. That was a key point that you made.
And I didn't mean to interrupt, but
you didn't interrupt.
No, okay. There is one thing I want to clarify about what I said. This is not a license to run out and sleep with everybody. And,
and I got run.
Yeah,
I got don't care. Like,
I don't care. Like, you know, like you can run around
right here.
On March 19th at 11:07,
you can see it on YouTube.
On the Patrick Talk, I got the replay of it. The people be carrying around the replay of it in their pocket, and it does not mean go out and sleep with everyone. Just because it means God doesn't care who you sleep with, that all of the stuff that we learned about sex probably doesn't work that way, doesn't mean that it's a license to run out and sleep with everybody. That's not what.
So how deep is it? Let's talk about how deep it is, because and we can do this because in the magic of love, we're going to actually talk about, we're going to be teaching more about it, and we're talking about the connection with others, the tools to relationships, we're going to talk about commitments, we're going to have a couple ceremonies for commitment.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of things planned for the magic of love retreat. I'm so excited.
Say a lot to the fastest. You know you want to be with the witches and wizards at the retreat.
Well, you want to be in that love because
love
what we're going to get and what we're going to give is going to be amazing, because we could talk about this all day, but you really have to go through the process. And it's so different when you can get your, I don't want to, not physically, but your hands on somebody and, you know, and really pull them, push them through what's going on.
And physically, you know? Too, sometimes, because we are big huggers and we are... People are like, oh, good Lord. You know, we are big others, but most important, the healing. You want to say bye to our Blog Talk Radio listeners who are about to
Blog Talk Radio. We love you guys. And go on YouTube, Witch and the Wizard.
Witch and the Wizard.
Yeah, themagicoflove.com. Valerie Love on YouTube. Roberto Amado is coming up. I'm kind of gearing up, regenerating, because I have too much going on. I'm just going to have to do it, make a general test.
Yeah, okay.
I just have an unbalanced things of things, because that's what I do every day.
Yeah.
So that's what it's going to be.
Thank you, Blog Talk Radio. We love you. The Witch and the Wizard is out.
Peace.